Good morning.
Good morning.
Again, not an overwhelmingly good week in some respects, and yet God's mercies remain fresh and new each and every day. And this is a beautiful day the Lord has given to us, and we still have reason to rejoice and be glad in it. We are celebrating the ascension of our Lord this day. The ascension of our Lord applies to our life each and every day. And so on this Sunday, a question to help get our worship started. Did you or do you have a teacher who was able to master the pronunciation of your name because they said it often and not because you were raising your hand to give the right answer? Thankfully, we do have teachers and others in our life who are willing to hold us accountable and correct not good behavior. How this applies to our life with Jesus, that is our focus for today. I invite you now to our invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. My soul finds rest in God alone. He alone is my rock and my salvation.
He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
We worship today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him.
He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken.
My salvation and my honor depend on God.
He is my mighty rock, my refuge.
Trust in Him at all times, O people.
Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and has given his only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you, God, for this amazing grace.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. We pray. Lord Jesus, King of glory, on this day you ascended far above the heavens, and at God's right hand you rule the nations. Leave us not alone, we pray, but grant us the Spirit of truth, that at your command and by your power we may be your witnesses in all the world.
Pray the Father, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. On this Ascension Sunday of our Lord, we focus, first of all, a reading from Holy Scripture from Exodus 14, pointing out the fact that the Lord God delivers his people when and how. And so this calls for patient endurance and trust. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided. And the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. The Egyptians pursued them, And all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea. During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He jammed the wheels of their chariots so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak the sea went back to its place. The Egyptians were fleeing toward it, and the Lord swept them into the sea. The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea. Not one of them survived. But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground, with a wall of water on their right and on their left. That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore. And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant. The word of the Lord. Jesus gives us a visual reminder of the fact that he is involved with everyday life and that he does and will hold people accountable. A reading from Holy Scripture, Revelation 19. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has, this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the Word of the Lord. Please stand for the Gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 24th chapter, the Ascension of Jesus. It sums up the core of our worship. We are indeed blessed by God, and in turn we give Him praise. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then He opened their minds so they could understand the Scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When He had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, He lifted up His hands and blessed them. While He was blessing them, He left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped Him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. and they stay continually at the temple praising God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance, and this is possible thanks to our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We turn our attention back to these words from Revelation 19. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who continues to rule over all things with us in mind and has prepared for us a place with him in heaven, thanks to the grace of God. What does it say about our society that we have to tell people to not drink and drive, or to not get high and drive, or to not text and drive? What does it say about our society when we have to be reminded to say, excuse me, or thank you? What does it say about our society when churchgoers use the name of Jesus to cover up their life of sin and neglect to show love when called to account for that life of sin? A sword of judgment, dear friends, is coming. But not from human hands, but from the hand of Jesus himself. The ascension of Jesus, it is a great comfort to us, while at the same time, it sounds a wake-up call. And that is what we are, by the grace of God, focusing in on today. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A sword of judgment is coming, and we will be held accountable. Well, why? Why do we need to be held accountable? Why do bad things, tragic things happen? The answer to both of those questions is really the same, isn't it? That three-letter word that we don't like to talk about? Well, we like to talk about others, but not about our own. Because of sin in the world, bad things happen. Because of sin, our sin, we need to be held and will be held accountable. We hear that so often. Why do bad things happen? Well, because of sin. And that's a fair answer, but that's a partial answer. The Lord has told us throughout the scriptures that bad things are going to happen in this world because of sin. Ever since the fall into sin, this world has become full of trials and tribulations and tragedies and heartaches. Even death has come into the world. And so death stings because it wasn't to be a part. And what stings even more is when children go before parents. The Lord has told us these things. And so it really ought not be a surprise. And yet when such things happen, it still stings. And as long as this world endures, there's going to be more of it. The Lord, through the Apostle Paul, writes this in 2 Timothy 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And then this encouragement, have nothing to do with such people. Easier said than done, but encouragement to follow nonetheless. So tragic things, bad things are going to happen in this world because of sin in this world. And then more specifically, bad things, tragic things are going to happen because we ourselves do something, which leads up to that tragedy. You know, God made it clear to Old Testament Israel, for example, don't worship other gods. Don't intermarry with the heathen and other such things. And yet, what did the Israelites do? They worshiped the false gods of the neighbors around them. They freely intermarried with their heathen neighbors. Because the Lord knew as they did that, they would fall away from worshiping the true God and start worshiping these false gods. And one of those false gods, for example, it was said, in order to worship this god, you needed to sacrifice your children. And Israel was held accountable. A holy God could not stand by and allow the people that he had set apart to be his very own go and do whatever they want and worship whatever they want and sacrifice all these children to false gods and expect nothing to happen. And has it really changed all these years later? We expect to do whatever we want, whenever we want, to worship any god we want in any form we want. We sacrifice our children for pleasure, for personal gain, and we expect God to close his eyes to it. He can't do it. A holy God cannot close his eyes to the sins we commit and not hold us accountable. And so tragedy comes. Not because he's a vengeful God, but because he's a just God. We steal, we cheat, we kill. We shoot other people, and we don't expect to be held accountable? What kind of God would he be if he did not hold us accountable? And we may be able to escape earthly justice, but the ascension reminds us we will not escape God's justice. And a little bit of a lighter note, but still troubling. A mom says to her daughter, "Here, move over to this seat so I can sit here." And the daughter says, "No." So what does the mom do? Okay. What's that going to lead to? We reap what we sow. We sow disrespect, we're going to reap disrespect. We sow hatred, we will reap hatred. We sow disrespect for God, we will reap what God has to hand out. And so this is where the law of God comes in, because he is a just God and a merciful God. He is a patient God. And so he puts before us the law of God to show us our sin and our need for a Savior. He points out our sinfulness and our need to be held accountable. I mean, we think sometimes we're getting away with things from God, but nothing is hidden from his sight. He knows all. It's kind of like back in the day, weren't there times when you thought your teacher had eyes in the back of his or her head? Because they knew which name to call out when they were putting something on the board? God, even more so, knows and hears and sees all and holds us accountable. Hebrews 4, reminder. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Are you trembling? Maybe a little bit? Nothing lays uncovered before him. Give thanks that we have a God who is just, a God who is holy, a God who holds people accountable, a God who is merciful. Because he makes it clear that if we're left to ourselves to take care of the situation, we're just going to mess it up even more. And we're doomed to eternal destruction. And so praise the Lord that he has intervened and doesn't really give us what we deserve, eternal separation from him, but rather put that on his Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Not so that we could go and do whatever we want and worship whoever we want, but that we might worship him and live for him. And recognizing that as we believe in him, now already we are the victors. But those who don't believe in him, even now already, they stand condemned. He goes on to say through the gospel writer John, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. And for those who don't come to confess the name of Jesus on this side of heaven, when we get to that judgment scene in Matthew 24, which side will they be on? They'll be on the left, away from the Lord. And they will ask, how did we end up on this side? And he'll tell them plainly, you did not believe. In fact, you made it a point way too often to not believe in me. But to those on the right, to those whom he has called and who hold on to the name of Jesus, we live in that victory eternally. How important is then to avoid the sword of judgment, calling on the name of Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Notice how he's identified here. Faithful and true. Faithful to his promises, faithful to his covenant, faithful to us and true, absolute. What a fitting name. The Word of God. He is alive. He is active. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And though life is still full of tragedies and heartache and sorrow, that doesn't mean He is not reigning on His throne and interceding and holding people accountable and showing mercy. If we really want things to change in this world, it starts right there. And then here. And then there. Jesus came to save us. To save us from our sins and the ultimate consequence of our sin, eternal separation from God. And He did just that. In fact, the description too of His robe, right, dipped in blood, the blood of His enemies, He has conquered. It is finished. Sin, death, and hell have been conquered. And so even though there is tragedy, the believer, we still have something to hold on to, even in this life. And it is what Jesus has won for us and has waiting for us. And so those tragedies and so forth, they still sting, but they remind us that this is temporary. And what Jesus has won for us is eternal. And what He has won for us helps us endure the sting of the tragedies and the heartaches that we endure now. And so, dear friends, God help us live our life in a way that reflects who is the head of our life. Jesus. The Lord God calls upon us to be His witnesses. And so through our mouth, our words, and also then our actions, we are able to share with this world what they really need, and that is Jesus. But as we share Jesus, what can we expect? Resistance. There's a reason why here on earth it's called the church militant. It's not that we fight with guns and swords, but with the Word of God. You and I, we have come to know His peace. A peace that transcends all understanding, and that peace gives us comfort. And so the Lord reminds us then to pass it on. We who have been comforted are to pass on that source of comfort on to others. As someone said during this one of the tragedies that happened this week, don't know what to say. And this was a Christian. Sometimes we can't say anything. But be a source of comfort just by being there, offering a word of encouragement. And then at other times when the timing is right, perhaps then we can share the why things happen in general, the hope and the comfort that we have even in the face of loss and tragedy. It won't reverse what happened, but it can help us work through it. The ascension of Jesus also reminds us then not only to be His witnesses, to call on His name, to avoid that sort of judgment, but also that He will be coming back. His intent all along, His promise to gather us up to be unto Himself. And so that vision of Him white, riding that white horse, He's in victory mode already, wearing that crown, ruling over all things. May we not forget that. As sometimes we ask, Lord, where are You? We thought You were ruling over this world. But he has his reasons why he allows things to happen. How then can we go on each day? God's mercies are new each day. That's how. And what's at the heart of that mercy? His Son, Jesus. And what he has done and what he is doing, not in our terms, but in his. Because our terms, they're faulty. But his are perfect. And that is why we need more Jesus in ourselves and in this world. Ascension, then, is further proof of what we need, of what we have, and what is to come. God be praised for his ascension. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the one who is faithful and true. Amen. We confess our Christian faith using the words of the Nicene Creed as they begin on the bottom of page 10.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, with your gift of a Savior, you restored hope for our fallen world and brought glory to your name. We thank you for the good news that you have reconciled the world to yourself through your Son. O Jesus, Lamb of God, we praise you for offering yourself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of all. On the cross, you declared the sacrifice for sins completed. At the open tomb, you assured the world that sinners are reconciled to God.
Be with us as we are lost, so that we may be bold and confident witnesses to our family members and friends.
Holy Spirit, blessed Counselor, use your word of truth and power to break down the barriers to our witness, including fallen mankind's natural hatred for God and Satan's wicked work among us.
Empower us by your gospel and encourage us to be faithful, fervent witnesses to the people among whom you live and work.
Lord, give us always generous hearts to use what you have given, to spread your gospel near and far and bring people into heaven. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through this life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. Lord, tragedy strikes too often in this world of ours and often very close to home. Sadly, you take the brunt of the emotions of people who do not understand the ways of this world, who think we deserve nothing but good because they miss looking in the mirror and miss the realities of the why, which you have clearly told us through your word. Since each one of us falls into this way of thinking, have mercy on us. Have mercy on the people of this world, even though we do not deserve it. Have mercy. Continue to use whatever the tragedy for people to come to realization about themselves and the condition of this world. The more we disrespect you and your word, we can expect more of what we and what you do not want. But we need to be held accountable and our eyes and hearts open to the truths about this world. Or else we will keep ignoring the true problem and miss the only viable solution and focus we are to have through this temporary life. At the same time, bring comfort to the families understandably hurting as a result of a senseless act, along with families hurting as a result of natural disasters and war. Help each one of us to number our days, to be mindful of the hurt and how we can help, to be lovingly bold in our witness of law and gospel. We are a hurting nation and world in need of your ongoing mercy and care. And so hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, send us by the power of your word into the mission fields beyond the walls of our church. Give us hearing ears and seeing eyes that seize the opportunities you set before us to be your witnesses. And we also pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. As we continue with the sacrament, lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus, given for you.
Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus, given for you, for the full forgiveness of sins.
Take and eat the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus, given for you.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live your life with peace and joy and confidence, for you are at peace with God. Amen. We pray. We give thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this Holy Supper. We pray that through it you will strengthen our faith in you and increase our love for one another. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. To God be the glory forever and ever.
Thank you.
to highlight a couple of things. We do have a Bible study taking place here in the church proper beginning at 9:30. And then Sunday School for Families is taking today off, but we'll start up again next Sunday. And the Sunday School for Families, again, will meet in the Multipurpose Center at 9:15. Again, that's starting up again next week. We're at the last week of our school year. Keep that in your prayers. Another school year complete, and thankfully without incident, especially given the last couple of years. And so it's nice to have a fairly normal school year, and we look forward to preparing for the next school year and pray it's even more normal. So keep that in mind. In the back there, in the lobby, I should say, there's a on the west side an ammo can. Once a year, we take the time to support our Lutheran Military Support Group. Provides chaplain services overseas and other services. If you do have a family member who is active in the military, you can send their name on to our Wells office, and they will make sure they get contacted and materials and so forth and support them in addition to the support you offer. So keep that in mind. So there's an opportunity for a free will offering there if you like, and then we'll pass that money on to our Wells Lutheran Military Support Group. So there in the lobby, that's what that ammo can is sitting there for. See the weekly news for other things that are going on at church and school this coming week and weeks. God be with you, and He has promised that He is. Take comfort in that. Thank you.